I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm feeling glad over, yes, glad over.
If you press play and record down, because if you just press record, it won't... Yeah, Gunther's nodding.
But is it going round? Put, shine the torch in there, is it going round?
Okay, great. Got the thumbs up from Gunther. Good. Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast.
He's only got one thumb, hasn't he?
With James Buckley.
I haven't got bitten off by an Alsatian.
Well, he doesn't call him that. That other voice you can hear is my co-host, Jalal Hartley. What have we got coming up on the show today, Jalal?
We've got Buckley's £3 bet.
Well, let me stop you there. It's a very, very special Buckley's £3 bet this week. I'll tell you why later.
Joe and Patrick from the Football Daily YouTube channel are in the house. Plus, we're joined by comedian and actor. He's a hammer. It's Big Hammy Tom Davis.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sounds good. Sounds like a good show we got.
Yes, I'm very excited.
In the meantime...
I must keep my voice down.
Oh, okay. In the meantime, let's go over the news. Here are our favourite stories that you can find on DreamTeamFC.com this week. Ronaldo relishes Rodney and Delboy. It turns out there is something Cristiano Ronaldo and I have in common, apart from our fantastic physiques. A mutual appreciation of Only Fools and Horses. His ex-girlfriend, former Hollyoaks actress, those two words should be exclusive, Gemma Atkinson. Oh, that was snooty of me, wasn't it? Ooh! Turn your nose up at Hollyoaks, do you? Yes. Yes, I do. Lifted the lid on their relationship this week. The pair were going out during Ronaldo's Man United days. Atkinson said... Is she related to Rowan?
To Ron.
Ron?
I don't
she related to Ron?
Yeah.
Atkinson said, "We used to go to my house, drink cups of tea and watch Only Fools and Horses. Genuinely. I don't know if he's into it now, but he seemed to enjoy it."
I love Only Fools and Horses.
I do love Only Fools and Horses. Yeah. Go on, what have you got to say about it?
I love that episode where Del is leaning on the bar, in a bar, and a massive chandelier falls on him. I love that one.
Yeah. I don't appreciate that joke. It's been a terrible season on the pitch and off the pitch for Aston Villa. Their longest-serving player, Gabby Abong-Lahore, was pictured on holiday in Dubai smoking a shisha pipe. Villa decided not to punish the player, but did decide Abong-Lahore needed to go on a bespoke fitness programme for 2 weeks to shed some of his excess weight. Some angry Villa fans have dubbed him Flabby Gabby. He was very promising when he was younger. Super quick, well quick.
Right. How quick?
Quick.
Could he outrun... a ferret?
Maybe. I can imagine Villa fans are angry at the moment. Not only that they've been relegated, but the manner. They don't look like they've got players that want to play for the club. And I'd be upset. I feel sorry for Villa fans. Especially the way their players are sort of... And the way they handle their social media is dreadful. Their captain, Julian Lescott, right? He's their captain, saying, "That's a weight off our shoulders."
Really?
Yeah. Who wants to hear that? What football fan wants to go, "Oh, are you feeling better now, Julian Lescott? Sorry about that stress that you were under." Everyone at the Dream Team podcast, we're sending Villa fans love, because I feel sorry for you.
Villa have just, like, they've given up. They just went, "Oh, it's not working."
Yeah. Football is important to people. It controls how people feel.
Mm.
What Villa should have done was picked 11 people from the crowd and gone, "You play today." And they would have stood more of a chance.
Do you think?
Yes.
If they'd picked me.
No, but maybe not. But no, I think if you were in that situation, you would have gone, "Oh, I should really try here." I think that would have been your natural thing. I don't want to look an idiot. I'll try my hardest.
Yeah.
People are still taking bets on Palace getting relegated.
That's a very negative bet.
Well, I think the odds are high. I might do it. I think it's like 1,000 to 1 or something daft like that, because it's pretty much accepted the Palace won't be relegated. But if the worst should happen and we do, and I stick a quid on, it's £1,001 coming back.
Yeah, you'd be happy.
Yeah. Vardy brewing up a storm. Yes, we thought we'd run out of things we could say about Jamie Vardy. We've talked about the proposed Jamie Vardy movie at length. We've talked about the mayor of Leicester wanting to name a road after Vardy. Vardy even had his own flavour of Walker's crisps, namely Vardy Salted.
Ah, Vardy that's Salted.
That's a poor pun.
What would you go with then?
Salt and Vardiger?
How is that any better?
I don't know. Now Vardy has his own brand of beer. It's called Vardy Volley. Charnwood Brewery. I assume Charnwood is in Leicester somewhere or aroundabouts. Have come up with it. Manager Adam Crump says everything Leicester is going down well with the regulars. There is Leicester fever at the minute. Leicester Which is why fever. I made this jingle, because it's Leicester fever, everybody!
Hold the ladies. I tell to them. Hold the ladies. Hold the ladies. Hold the ladies. So many ladies. Ladies. Hold the ladies. Hold the ladies. So many ladies. Dilly din dilly don. That's a joke.
It's Big Hammy Tom Davis.
You do say that you're 6'2", but
I'm 6'7" now.
We've got a door chart by the door. you're 5'5" because
it's
Why do you tell people you're 6'2"?
When I film things, I go really close to the camera.
Right.
And make everyone else stand back.
You do that. You do that thing that the Daily Mail does in the about the super rat. Where there's always a bloke holding a rat really close to the camera.
And that's essentially my whole career, James, has been built on that. My whole career is based around people going, let's put you and so and so together because you're already tall and they're short. Think how funny it would be.
That's what the Guinness World Records do, don't they?
Yeah,
they've got the world's biggest man, they get the world's shortest man. Get together.
Work for a lot of people, Adam and Joe, Merchant and Gervais.
Gervais. That's four.
Yeah. The two Ronnies. Two Ronnies.
Little and large.
Name was written on the tin, what it says is what it is.
What's Ant and Dec then? Because they're missing a tall bloke, aren't they?
I'll turn that down.
Did you?
That was half past me, but it just seemed weird. You'd
have had to split them up, wouldn't you?
No
one wants to see Ant.
And I like Ant.
PJ and Duncan splitting up, that'd be awful.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible, wouldn't it? All of my friends are all West Ham fans.
Yeah.
I feel like I can slag them off.
Yeah.
But I had a bit of a rant last week. I was talking about how bad it was for West Ham that Andy Carroll scored that hat-trick.
Right.
I don't think he suits the team anymore. I think he's like an albatross, an expensive albatross around the neck of West Ham United. He's never fit, like he's always injured.
I think with Andy Carroll on the football level, he gives you something so different. And I think you're watching him against Leicester and watching him in that game against Arsenal, he's unplayable. He's an amazing presence to have on the pitch, to bring off the bench. I do agree. I think going forward, you know, with everything else that we're planning and moving into the new stadium, that you kind of want to see, you know, a sort of top level world class forward. And that's been what we've missed this season. I was put saying that the other day, saying I think we'd have been second or third if we'd not had Payette and Reed, and we didn't have a forward for what, 2 months.
Bizarre thing to say.
I'm a very, very, very bizarre sort of man, James.
Like, when Allardyce was there, they were complaining all the time, going, that's not the West Ham way. And I want to go, and they're my age, right? So they haven't got this great history. They're not going, 66, we won the World Cup. They're my age. And I'm going to them, what are you talking about? Yeah, no, we're used to the West Ham way. We haven't won anything for a while. And I'm like, what? You want to win things and play like Barcelona? Yeah, because we're used to that. What are you talking about?
I think that's the thing that you get passed down from generation to generation. But if I'm honest, my thing, I'd sooner see someone go out like Dixie back in the day, who goes out and plays for the badge.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the thing where people have been saying about Michael Carrick coming back. And I personally, I couldn't stand him when he was there first time, because he'd be one of those players who'd walk off with clean shorts on a wet November evening.
I know friends, like school friends and stuff, that were in the West Ham Academy and things like that. And a girl that I used to go out with school was a Hammerette. So,
Hammerette?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still there now, are they?
Are they not?
I don't think so.
What's a Hammerette?
The Hammerettes were these cheerleaders that used to come in at half time.
I think there should be a tool called a hammerette. That'd be lovely, like a tiny little,
Little hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, you'd have a tiny hammer and a tiny chisel.
Yeah.
Just for cheese.
Dunk.
Joining us on the podcast from one of the top football channels on YouTube, you can see their videos on DreamTeamFC.com. It's Joe and Patrick from Football Daily.
Howdy.
Hey.
How would you like to be celebrated when you're welcomed?
I thought you were going to say when we were dead.
Yeah, let's kick off with that. How'd you see your funeral?
Oh, well, obviously Football Daily at the top of the gravestone.
Right.
Our little logo.
Okay.
That's a good shout, man. Cremated, obviously. Not obviously.
Okay.
Would you have your cremation streamed?
Like, on Facebook, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah. Would you
streamed on Facebook, maybe Periscope.
Periscope, that's what it's all about at the moment, isn't it?
360.
Yeah. I like that, actually. It's good. With a 360 lowering into the grave.
Q&A.
Or a camera in the coffin. Mm. Yeah. Getting a
little time lapse. A little time lapse of just your rotting face. Yeah.
That'd be a pleasure for the editors.
Yeah, it would.
I've genuinely told my... I think we may have even spoken about this. I've told my wife what I want my funeral arrangements to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, go and like price up like a decent funeral.
Yeah.
Take the money that it would have cost. Go on holiday and get pissed.
What are they going to do? Chuck you into the...
I said, that's what my wife said. And she's like, what am I supposed to do? I went, put me in a bin bag.
Well, that hasn't solved the problem.
That's illegal.
I will be dead.
Yeah, I think that is illegal.
She was like, yeah, but surely you don't want that to happen. I was like, I will have no opinion at that point.
Yeah, I don't care. I
imagine she'll be sad. Though.
Just
she'll
roll me out. Just roll me into the Thames.
Fly tip, yeah.
I actually looked into it, and a child's coffin is cheaper. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is sort of have myself broken up into this.
Just get blended
into it.
Just get blended, poured into a child's coffin.
That's good.
And then that'll be it.
The channel has had over 250 million views in the last 5 years.
Yeah, 250 mil and dying. No, it's still doing alright.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's some of the videos do a lot of views. Yeah,
that's absolutely amazing.
Quite a lot.
Yeah.
The most popular video the channel's done was comparing Messi and Ronaldo and trying to settle who was the best. Finally, who was the best? I'll ask you guys then. Who is the best?
Definitive
answer, Messi's the best, yeah.
Yeah.
But, is that it?
I mean, Ronaldo's in the top two players called Ronaldo, I can think of.
Yeah, no, Ronaldo is unbelievable, but he's not a Messi's level, eh?
Who would be the other one?
Brazilian Ronaldo.
Right.
I mean, that's not his name, but
Fat Ronaldo, as he's commonly known.
Mm. Right. It's
cruel.
Yeah, it is cruel. Everybody hates it. You say it in one football thing, Fat Ronaldo, and you get smashed by everybody in the comments. Everybody just hates it.
So I was like 13 years old in 1999, and you watch that Champions League final and you go...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Fucking hell, football's well good.
Yeah.
So I can understand that, but I would never have been able to go, oh, Man United are my team now, just because of that moment.
Where are you from in Devon?
I'm from Exeter.
Exeter.
Right. Oh, yeah. Exeter, that's a beautiful city.
Why don't you support Exeter?
Support the rugby team, don't I?
We're not, don't bring that word up on this podcast.
No, I don't know. When I was growing up, Exeter were like a Conference South team. So it was like, you've got to support like an actual team to watch on TV.
Whoa!
Wow.
You got, what? You blow my mind.
Well, everybody supports like a, when you're like, got a team like that, everybody has a bigger team, don't they? And then the closest, I don't have a close team to me in terms of geographical location.
Exeter. You could even go Torquay.
I should be an Exeter fan.
You could go Torquay, but that would be even worse.
Yeah, Torquay's worse, yeah. Torquay are non-league.
All right. Can you start supporting Exeter from now on?
Yeah, from today, I won't support Exeter still, but... They're all right. I've got a bit of affection towards them.
Oh, watching you try and walk this back.
I don't know. They were never my team. They were never my team. Glory Hunter by trade. Glory Hunter.
You must be prepared for this sort of thing.
100%.
If you're going to be involved in football as well.
Pure glory sport. Let's get it out there now. Let's get it out there. When I was growing up, to be honest with you, as much as I followed football, I was more rugby anyway. Because rugby's like the thing down south, isn't it?
What?
Down in Devon.
Right, okay.
Rugby, there's not really football teams. There's Exeter, but it's Plymouth. But they're like, you know what I mean? There's no... In Cornwall, there's literally not a team. It's like Truro City, who are like... I don't know where they are now. So I just, Glory Hunter. Take it to the base level, pure Glory Hunter. Nothing wrong with it.
It's backfired, your choice of late last couple of seasons. So United fans, and there'll be loads like you. United are a great, great team. So
100%.
There is no way that you're the only glory hunter on this.
Oh, planet. I'm sure not.
So now there are going to be loads of people like you that are supporting a team that are rubbish. No, not rubbish, but they're not doing.
Not
that.
Great. Not great. But. C'est la vie, isn't it? C'est la vie. What can you do?
What's going wrong with United at the moment? What needs
Louis
to change?
Van Gaal's going wrong with you United reckon? At the moment, yeah.
One question that's, I guess, uppermost in my mind is, who should be the next United manager?
It's an interesting one. Obviously, Louis's got to go. I think he will go if he doesn't get Champions League football. If he gets Champions League football, he'll stay in the job.
He won't.
Really?
Yeah, if he gets Champions League football, he'll stay in the job.
But it's been dire.
He's not going to.
So I think he will go. I'm
going to have to press you.
Pressing me, I'm going to have to say Jose is coming in.
Apparently, he's
Jose Mourinho.
Mourinho. I was reading today, apparently.
Or PSG and sniffing about.
Yeah, something going down with PSG. You're up for Jose Mourinho.
I'm very up for Jose Mourinho, yeah. 100%. Why not? Get him in. Get us back to winning ways.
Look.
Whatever.
What's the problem with Jose?
Now you're showing your youth and the fact that you're a glory hunter.
Give me the
reason. Jose Mourinho is not a long-term situation for any club, for any team.
Yeah.
And that's not the way that Manchester United, the road they should be going down.
No club in...
I'm sick of this. Big brother culture, where I'll vote them out straight away if they're not doing right.
Oh, no. I mean, no manager can work at a club for more than 5 years now in modern football. It doesn't work. He found out.
Between Jose Manuel Mourinho and Chelsea FC. Manuel Mourinho and...
Can West Ham make it into the top four?
Yeah, without a doubt. We're going to finish fourth.
There you go. There's your West Ham fan.
Yeah, we're going to finish fourth, mate. And I'll be a little bit annoyed that we didn't finish third.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, it's been a... Whatever happens from now...
That's been an amazing season, but we will finish fourth.
Now, some fans think there's a sort of conspiracy, a refereeing conspiracy.
Yeah, that we don't... I think there's a conspiracy in the media for us not to finish any higher.
You think?
I think, yeah. I think that people don't like us, but... Yeah. But I think that there's...
You sound like a lunatic.
I know. when it comes to West Ham, I'm privileged to sound like a lunatic. I think Mark Lawrenson is massively behind this. I think Lawrenson is... He's in cahoots with some of the referees to really bring us down. But it's not going to work. Because in any situation, when you're the good in the world and you come up against adversity, you will always win.
You'll triumph.
Yeah, because you watch any superhero film, which is essentially what West Ham are.
Yeah.
why would people want to bring West Ham down?
Because I think we are the most historic and the most amazing club in football.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that people just go, oh, we don't want them to succeed. Yeah. Because yeah. I think that we're the pride of London. And, yeah. It's like, you know, Batman, right?
Yeah.
There's not any way in the world that anyone from Gotham should question Batman and his morals and how he works. But people do. And they get on his back.
Vigilantism.
And that's what West Ham are. We are vigilantes. We're out there. We don't care. We're just doing our thing.
And like Billich is Batman.
Billich is more like Chief Gordon, I think.
Right.
Payette would probably be Batman. I think we should be in the top
this
four.
This is like the conversation I've had every day of my life.
Oh, but I know a lot of Palace fans.
Yeah, great. God, yeah. Brilliant. Best fans in the league.
No, they
make so much noise. The away fans, they're brilliant.
They're always these quite lovely.
That's what anyone says. That's what anyone says.
It's a sweet club. Palace fans always remind me of the old contestants from Bullseye. just love being here.
What, they're about 22 with that three teeth.
It's Barclays £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet. £3 bet.
If you're new to the podcast, we put £3 on three games per week. Last week, the games we went for were Chelsea v Man City. We both went for a City win, and they won.
I won!
Yes. Get ready for this. Get ready for this, Jalal, because this is an extra special. I think the listener knows what's coming up. Leicester v West Ham. I thought the Hammers would get a point.
Or Hammerettes.
You thought Leicester would win, but I was right. That was a draw.
I was runner-up in that one.
So I was on for my first ever £3 bet win.
Okay, but I've got 50% so far.
Know,
so.
Yeah. Well, Stoke v Spurs. We both went for Spurs, and they also won.
They were incredible.
The first time I've ever won a Buckley's £3 bet.
I won 18 quid.
Wow.
18 quid on that.
I was lined up to... I had an accumulator that needed West Ham to win, and they failed in those last 9 minutes with the worst penalty I've ever seen as a football fan.
It was a soft old pen.
Yeah. I think you should commentate on more. I love the way you brought back the Partridge way. It was a soft old pen.
It was a soft pen if ever I've seen one.
So I got 2 out of 3, that's good.
You
that's
got 2 really out of 3,
good.
But,
like football.
But not good enough. Jalal's won the £3 bet more than I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is the first time I've ever won. At the moment, Jalal is only £29 in debt.
Well,
once we sort of add the winnings to
where is your spending
streak, I'm £39
in debt.
So still enough time to turn it around.
Mm. So was that including the £18 you just won?
Yeah.
Wow, Jesus.
So the first game I've gone for.
Oh, I've got a paper and a pen in it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah,
really into this.
First game, Villa v Southampton.
Okay.
I've gone for Southampton. I don't think there's going to be a bounce back. I don't think there's going to be a weight off their shoulders.
Villa are the most disgusting football team ever to parade themselves.
I've already had a rant about this.
I think they're vile. I think they should be kicked out of the league.
I think, not
as a club, actually.
No,
as a club,
of course,
they're a brilliant club.
Yeah.
But every one of those players literally should be... how they can look back on their career and look at this as a season.
I said to Jalal, if they'd have picked 11 people from the crowd, that they would have had a more successful season.
Yeah. I think that's essentially like us three as actors turning up at any of that for a whole series of a show, not ever knowing your lines, putting everyone else off. Which is James's reputation within the industry.
I've gone for Southampton.
I'm going to go Southampton.
What are you going for, Joe?
What was it? Villa Southampton?
Yes.
Southampton.
Southampton, okay. Bournemouth-Chelsea. I'm going for Chelsea.
I will as well.
I'm going to go draw here.
Chelsea are terrible.
They're a bit erratic, aren't they?
Yeah, but Bournemouth aren't bad. They're not bad.
Bournemouth are good, yeah.
Every now and again, they'll pull something around. So, yeah, I fancy Bournemouth.
Liverpool, Newcastle, I've gone for Liverpool.
Now, see here, I want to buck the trend. I think Newcastle.
I'm going for a draw.
I think Newcastle might take Liverpool.
I've asked on Twitter, listen to this, right? At FIFA Prod MD, at McElvogue 28, at Jack Rosser 1234.
I love Jack Rosser.
He's a good
he's
guy,
such
Jack.
A good,
he's good.
Brilliant
good egg.
Championship motor race.
at Mikey Prodigy.
Good guy.
They've all gone for Bournemouth.
Really?
Yeah.
See, these are good thinking people.
They've
brains.
All gone for Bournemouth to beat Chelsea.
What a good bunch of people!
You can see video highlights of the podcast on the Dream Team FC YouTube channel, so subscribe to that. Make sure you click subscribe on this podcast if you're listening on iTunes. Tweet us at James_Buckley or at Jalal Hartley. Visit dreamteamfc.com to see more of the stories we've been talking about.
Also,
I forgot to mention,
we've both got semis.
We do. We have a couple of raging semis this weekend.
Yeah.
One in particular is the one on Sunday when we're going to Wembley. We've got a box. We're expecting some sort of special treatment. Drink alcohol, please. Yes. That's fine, isn't it? Say that.
Yeah,
Bournemouth's listening. If they want to stock our box with Bournemouth, that would be much appreciated.
Where are we going? Wimbledon? Was it?
Wembley. We're going to Wembley. We're going to watch the FA Cup semi-final.
Have
Crystal
you got
Palace.
The address? Because I need to look it up in my... What? I need to look it up in my A to Z.
Yeah, the address.
How are you getting there?
I assume I'll get picked up by a car.
You're getting picked up?
Hmm.
How come I'm not getting picked up?
I don't know, mate. I just said to the production team, I'm going to need someone to drive me to...
Well, I spoke to them and they said I've got to make my own way there.
Well, I'll be making my own way there in a car that someone else is driving.
Yeah, but I've just got to get the bus.
Yeah, but you can do that, can't
you? I'm looking it up in my A to Z to try and find the... I can't find it and it's not in my A to Z.
What, Wembley?
Yeah, Wembley Stadium is not in my A to Z.
What's your A to Z of?
Letchworth. I just want a load of radish seeds.
I'm going to go with cress.
Yeah.
It's the easiest to grow. You can grow it out of cotton wool.
Well, that's good, because I suspect that you're not very fertile.
You having a laugh, mate?
What?
Two kids under my belt already.
No, that's potent. Fertile is...
Well, I'm talking about...
Fertile is something that grows out of you.
I'm talking about fertility. I've got two kids under my belt, neither
no,
of them were playing.
No, you're potent, not...
Weren't even trying.
You weren't... That's without even trying. Imagine how many children I could have if I was really trying.
Honestly, the first one was obviously planned. The second one was a slight mistake. Not mistake. Jude, if you're listening to this, I'm talking to my 16-year-old son, Jude. He's not 16 yet, but if he ever gets around to listening to this. You were a surprise, Jude. And I tell you that, I've told him that to his face. Had I known that was going to be he was going to turn up and that was going to be the final nail in the coffin of my sex life, I would have spent more time in that area.
Right.
But there was nothing. It was just a little fumble.
You really crafted
I wasn't doing my best moves or anything like that. I wasn't wearing my karate outfit. And and then, out you popped and that was it. That was the end of that.
Yeah.
So I love you, Jude, by the way.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.